I'll see you there. Praise the Lord. I never did think much of poets until I here lately. I changed my mind. They ain't bad folks at all. They're just a little peculiar, maybe, but the most of us are. You peculiar to me, and I'm peculiar to you. But well, as long as the Lord knows us, that's the important thing, isn't it? I want to read number 40 to you. This is a bunch of little personal poems. Some of them are personal poems that I wrote to my friends, and I wrote a poem for my each one of my children, and there are several here to my wife, my companion, and something that I wrote while I was had a sick spell, and I had a lot of time on my hands, it seemed like, and got to thinking and got to writing. And this is the result. I got another book to put together just right away. In a few days, I'll have it. But anyway, number 40 is a poem that I wrote, Brother Campus Preacher. What was his name? It wasn't Smock, it was the other one. Gillis. Brother Gillis come by, and he mentioned about Adam and Steve. And when he did, I kind of struck a note, and I got my pen out, and this is what results of it. Sweet Lamb of God. I call it the argument for common sense. In the beginning, God made Adam and Eve. I don't understand where he made Adam and Steve. The Lord wanted to replenish the earth, and he knew that Adam could never give birth. If God would have made Adam and Steve in about 900 years, they'd both have to leave. God would soon realize he'd made a mistake if he'd wanted his people to propagate. When Adam knew Eve, there was no abuse. They were joined together in a natural use. There's no guilt in the marriage bed because they're protected by what God said. When Adam stayed at home and he knew only Eve, he didn't have to worry he'd get some new disease. When you live like a hound dog, it's plain for me to see. If you sleep with the dogs, you're bound to get fleas. Sweet Lamb of God. Brother Burris took this poem up to the editor of the Mariposa newspaper editor in Mariposa, California. He said, Mr. Editor, I want you to print this poem in your newspaper. The editor said, Mr. Burris, I wouldn't print that poem for love nor money. Woo! Sweet Lamb of God. Lord have mercy. Man, I ain't got no mercy for the devil. I'm sorry about that. But I ain't. I no sympathy for him at all. If you don't know it now, you will in a little while. You'll know that I ain't no preacher. I ain't no preacher's son. But I'm gonna keep on preaching till my work is done. Ain't nobody here to do my work for me. I'm gonna have to take responsibility. Now, Amos was no prophet, neither a prophet's son. He gathered sycamore fruit and kept the sheep on the run. He called him from the sheep cote, said, go prophesy, said, go tell my people, with sin you can't get by. I ain't no preacher, I ain't no preacher's son, but I'm gonna keep on preaching till my work is done. Ain't nobody here to do my work for me. I'm gonna have to take responsibility. Now God said to Moses, go set my children free. And Moses began to wonder, why did he pick on me? Moses said, I can't talk. But God thought he could. Said, you can take Aaron with you. If it'll do you any good. I ain't no preacher. I ain't no preacher's son. But I'm gonna keep on preaching till my work is done. Ain't nobody here to do my work for me. I'm gonna have to take responsibility. Just an ignorant country preacher and an old beat up guitar. We sang and preached the gospel. We went near and far. They called us George and Mary, and they wanted us to sing. If we could live life over, I'd like to do it again. Ain't no preacher. Ain't no preacher's son. But I'm gonna keep on preaching till my work is done. Ain't nobody here to do my work for me. I'm gonna have to take responsibility. Ain't no preacher, and I ain't no preacher's son. But I'm gonna keep on preaching till my work is done. Ain't nobody here to do my work for me. I'm gonna have to take responsibility. That's right. Hallelujah. I like them walking kind. Yeah. Yes, sir. Well, sometime we think we got it made, don't we? So there was an old saying when I heard as a kid, when your cup was full and filled to the lid, when you pulled the hill and made the grade, then you could say, I got it made in the shade. I plowed Paul's corn right down to the last row. I pulled the weeds and even used the hoe. There was a big tree at the end of the glade, and me and old Alvin finally made it to the shade. Well, I quit the old life and I've changed to the new. I came to his altar and there I prayed through. Now about my soul, I'm no longer afraid. I guess you could say I got it made in the shade. I took Dad's advice and married the girl. Said she'd help me live in this world. When a lot of marriages just seem to fade, mine seems secure. And I got it made in the shade. Well, I'm climbing Mount Zion, my eyes on the star. I'm headed for the river. I can see it afar. Somewhere along the river where the trees are arrayed, I'm going to sit down and say, I got it made in the shade. Sweet Lamb of God. Got it made in the shade. Let's go to 2 Timothy. We want to thank you for your hospitality. We certainly appreciate the honor to be in your presence and to be asked to minister tonight at this service. Appreciate our brother's confidence in us. And we thank the Lord for what you are doing here in this valley. Your light shines brighter than it has ever shined. Your light is brighter than it has ever been on account of the darkness that's out there. It's getting darker all the time. Amen. Our nation is in tremendous difficulty and trouble. We are nearing a revolution, and it don't look good. So we need revival. We need something. We need to do what we can. That's what I want to talk about just a little while. Let's use what we have, and of using all we have all the time. Let's talk about that a little while, all right? Amen. 2 Timothy, 2nd chapter, 2nd verse. And the things that thou hast heard of me among many witnesses, the same commit thou to faithful men who shall be able to teach others also. We want to enlarge this scripture, and we want to enlarge the scope and be sure that we take in not only the sons of God, but the daughters of God. The elder women are to teach the younger women. This is a school. This is a university. This is a learning center. This is a preparation place. We are not training a bunch of bench warmers, but we are teaching and preaching and committing and charging and empowering with wisdom and instruction those who will be our future pastors, evangelists, and teachers, if you please. Amen. This is a good message. This is a great message. This is the greatest message. This is the most wonderful news that a human being could hear in this life.
Look like I might preach a little. Might. Thank you. Sweet Lamb of God. I'm feeling it. Amen. Amen. Oh, yeah. Glory to God. That's exactly what I instructed our people when we was pastoring in California. I repeatedly instructed them. They did not come down here to warm up a bench. We came here to worship the Lord. You had to come early to get a front seat. Hallelujah. And our young people were the first on the floor when the power of God was a-fallen. Hallelujah to God. And out of this small group, we saw enough results, brother, amen, to justify everything that we put into it. Hallelujah. Praise God. Why do you get a good batch? Come on, children. Sweet Lamb of God. A good batch. Amen. 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 Praise God. I have 5 children. I've got one boy that's out of fellowship with God. He's backslid. I don't understand it. But he is. But I have 4 children that are going to church. I have 2 children that are in full-time work for Christ. Praise God. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Glory be to God. Amen. I've got 2 grandchildren that are already preaching the gospel. Glory to God. Amen. I think that's what it's all about. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I wanted to continue. Amen. My wife and I have enjoyed a good life together. Glory to God. It's been a Christian life in the house of God. And I want the same. Amen. For my children and my grandchildren and anybody else that wants to live right. Amen. 2 Timothy. Full chapter, 8th verse. Godliness is profitable, having promise of the life that now is, and of that which is to come. I call it the best of both worlds. Hallelujah. Sweet Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Now, on the time we quit shouting, just rest up. Yeah. Glory. I'm not mistaken. I thought Hank Havis Crawford said, I know there's other things to this except shouting, but he said, let's hurry up and get it over with and get back to shouting. Glory. Hallelujah. All right. Hallelujah. Pure joy, brother. Praise God. Joy unspeakable and full of glory. Yes, Lord. A peace that passes understanding. Paul said he tasted the powers of the world to come. Great God of Jacob. If that don't put the dance in Grandpa, nothing will. Hallelujah to God. Pass it on. Hallelujah. Glory to God. September the 1st, or was it the 2nd? The 1st. The 2nd. September the 2nd in 1949, we joined forces. I say we joined forces. She already had something going with her. I'm feeling pretty good. Don't take me serious tonight. And yet, bless God, don't you take me any other way. Hallelujah. But I feel a liberty here today, brother. Dear God, if I thought I was going to feel this good, I'd have felt better coming down the road. Hallelujah. Sweet blame of God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. But she already had something going for her and with her. Amen. Fact of the matter is, she already helped 2 revivals on her own. Not because she thought she was called to preach, but she was keeping a vow to the Lord. She told God she'd preach. God would save her daddy. And her daddy got saved. So she helped these revivals to pay her debt. Hallelujah. She says she's not called to preach. I know you ought to hear her sometime. Sweet Lamb of God. Yeah, Lord. Amen. Amen. I said we joined forces. I got saved on a Tuesday night. Next Saturday, I finally got the baptism in the Holy Ghost. 2:30 Saturday afternoon, I got the baptism in the Holy Ghost. That fall, November, preached my first sermon. Next spring, we was in revivals. Hallelujah. Baptized 35 in one meeting. Great Lord of heaven. Hallelujah. I say we join forces. Amen. She wanted to marry a preacher that could get out and preach the gospel. And I wanted to marry a girl that wanted to marry a preacher. They get out and preach the gospel. Hallelujah to God. We joined forces. We formed a team. Hallelujah. Praise God. And a few years later, there was a daughter born in our home. And we become the Davis family. Praise God. That's right. No more George and Mary after that. It was the Davis family. And it's been that way down through the years. Glory to God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. And we've had the privilege to see others influenced and anointed and set on fire with the gospel of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. In the book of Titus, chapter 1 and verse 9, the Bible says this: holding fast the faithful word as he hath been taught, that he may be able by sound doctrine both to exhort and to convince the gainsayer. The Word of God does not need to be buttered up or greased up or sugared up. It needs to be preached like it is. And it will bring about results. It will convince the gainsayers. Hallelujah. 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 It's hard to argue with success. Amen. Praise God. The fellow down in Coweta got a lot of money. They say he's crazy, but he's smart enough to be rich. Sweet Lamb of God. Hallelujah. 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 Now I took the holiness route. Amen. I got saved under holiness preaching. Praise God. Amen. I was reared in a holiness atmosphere. I latched on to the holiness gospel. Because it is the word of God. I'm talking about Bible holiness. Glory to God. Bible holiness. Amen. And I think that if you want any kind of peace in this life, if you want to get the best out of this life, and if you want to make heaven your home, you take the holiness route. Glory be to God. Using what we have. Praise God. Amen. Sister Davis said, if you'll buy me an accordion, I'll learn how to play it. I said, we will do that. And she did. Amen. Praise God. Amen. When our children come along, we have done what we could try to keep them interested in the house of the Lord. Amen. We spared no expense. Amen. Praise God. And if they had talent, was able to play an instrument, we seen to it that they got it. Glory to God. Noah Ruth got married on me. And left the group. Jimmy was 13 years old, I believe. At the time, he said, Dad, if you buy me a piano, I'll learn how to play it. I said, all right. I went down on Blackstone Avenue, Fresno, California, at the gospel Gospel Publishing House, but they called it something else. It was a music store. And there I bought a piano and brought it home. And the boy, he still got it. He's got other pianos now, but he still got the old piano. Praise God. Hallelujah. And the boy has absolutely, pardon me, please don't feel this against me. I know I'm too high on him, but I can't help it. Bless God. That boy is a musical genius. He sold several songs already to the Neathen family. Hallelujah. And he is a music director in his church, and they go to convention at the ACE convention where they have those school ACE school convention. And they walk off with first prize for the last 3 years. Sweet Lamb of God, singing songs that the boy has wrote. Great Lord of Heaven. Hallelujah. 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 Amen. I want to tell you something. We can be soul winners if we want to. Praise God. Let's get this gospel out. Let's spread this thing around. Hallelujah. Amen. Let's commit this to others who are be able to teach others also. Praise God. Sweet Lamb of God. Amen. Amen. Praise God. Bear with me a few minutes. The old man in the stones he one time was. Praise God. 1971, we moved to Oklahoma. Well, children come to visit us. Brother Mike Stevens, my daughter, my son-in-law. They came and they stayed. They wouldn't go home. Through the Lamb of God. So I had to go out and move him home. Move him from California. Went out there. Actually went out and sold his place for him. Sold his place for him. Moved him to Oklahoma. Hallelujah. And that was the beginning of a relationship that's lasted around 20 years. Praise God that he's worked under me. Amen. The boy is working for God today. Amen. Hallelujah. They're on the road to a meeting tonight. Great Lord of heaven. They just finished a camp meeting in New York and been invited back for the next year. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. Don't misunderstand me, please. He's preaching my gospel. I don't mean he's preaching what I've been preaching all along. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. He says he's preaching just exactly like you do. No, he does a better job than I do. Praise the Lord of heaven. Hallelujah. Amen. But he's preaching it. Glory to God. It's the same gospel that'll set men free. Hallelujah. While we was there at Coweta, I was there for 7 years. This young man by the name of Randy Hollingshead. Randy Hollingshead, when he'd shout, he looked like he's coming apart. It sure looked like something awful. Praise God. Amen. But the boy lives good. Lived a good wholeness life. Praise God. Amen. He kind of latched on to us. Made that his home church. He was there usually for Sunday dinner too. Praise God. It's all right. Can't blame him for that. If you'd be around mom's cooking a little while, you'd want to be there too. Praise God. Amen. Hallelujah. You know what happened to this boy? This boy... it's still going on for God. He's teaching a Sunday school class in a holiness church. He married a holiness girl and is raising a holiness family. Great God of Jacob. Hallelujah to God. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. I say the message is going on. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory. Then there's my Sean boy. That's my grandson. You know where he's somewhere tonight, preaching the gospel. He's somewhere tonight. If he's not preaching, he's up close to the front, backing somebody else that is preaching. I know where he's at. Hallelujah. Praise God. You know what he's preaching? He's preaching what his papa has been preaching all along. Hallelujah to God. Also brought up under my ministry. Hallelujah. Great Lord of heaven. Not too long ago, we had to close a church. One of the saddest things, times in our life. Amen. But we ran out of money. And we went as far as we could go. Amen. We left town broke. I borrowed money to get out of town, as I usually do. Sweet Lamb of God. Woo! Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. But there was a young couple that come down from Chico. And they had a little camper trailer. And they pulled that thing around in the back of our church. We'd have, I don't know, somebody was staying with us, I think, in the parsonage at the time. I'm not sure. We usually have somebody staying with us all the time. And they wanted to be with us so bad that they stayed in that little camper trailer with little kids and no air conditioning and during the hot summer months. Bless their heart. But they wanted to be around the house of the Lord, and they loved us, and they loved the gospel. Glory to God. Well, they finally got a good job, and then, of course, they moved into a house and was working with us there in the church. When we closed the church, there was a church that Chico sent word down, said, come on up, I want you for my young people's leader. And that's where they're at today. Hallelujah. Amen. They are still holiness. They are working in a worldly church, but they are still holiness unto the Lord. Glory to God. Hallelujah. They are still practicing the gospel that we have preached to them. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Oh, friend, thank God this is worthwhile. This is worth passing on. Hallelujah. Commit thou to faithful men who shall be able to teach others also. Praise God. I had another two young ladies that come to our church, and both of them was from unsaved homes, if you please. I said they were from unsaved homes. Amen. But they come and believe what we preached and got saved, sanctified, filled with the Holy Ghost, praised God, and lived the holiness life. Hallelujah. No, sir, not these girls. You didn't find them running around in breeches. No, sir, shorts. Amen. No, sir. No, sir, they didn't bob their hair. No, sir. No, sir, they held right on to the old-time gospel that like we've been taught down through the years. Hallelujah. And after I had closed the church, they went down to another church, a worldly church, where they had to go. Amen. And they stood out among the congregation and among the other young folks. Praise God, they just kept right on living holy. Amen. And they walked up to my car there one evening. Amen. And I said, y'all still holding us unto the Lord, are you? Well, they said, Brother Davis, we're your girls. Sweet Lamb of God. glory. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Better watch out, kid. You're headed for happiness. Praise God. Amen. Better look out. Sweet Lamb of God. You're in for joy. Amen and peace. Hallelujah. Amen. Look out. Look out. You're fixing to enjoy life. Hallelujah. 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 This oldest one, we call her Sister Wendy. And she just started preaching. Just started preaching. Praise God. Has a zeal for God. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. The last word I heard is that she's marrying a missionary boy and they're headed for the mission field. Great Lord of heaven. Hallelujah be to God. Amen, 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 amen. 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 Come on. Bless God. Why don't you start something? Hallelujah. Why don't we do it? We can do it. We will do it. Glory to God. It is possible. It is possible. Glory to God. We can be an influence in our home, in our church, in our community. Thank God for Christ. Show them the good life. Hallelujah. Folks will get hungry after a while. They'll get hungry after a while. Praise God. Hallelujah. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Every one of my boys wanted to marry a girl just like the girl that married dear old dad. Sweet Lamb of God. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I got four daughters-in-law. Amen. All living for God. All going to church. All holiness to the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah to God. My. Amen. All right, I'm going to quit. I'm going to quit here. Let's do what we can with everything we have all the time. George Muller was a man who loved God. He was a man who loved the orphan. And in Bristol, England, built 5 edifices, great buildings worth $500,000 apiece. He built 5 of them to house orphans. This man never asked anybody for a dime. When he needed finance, he went to the Lord and asked God. No radio broadcasts were made. No appeal was made for finance in any way except before God. He lived to be past 90 years old. A few days before he died, someone interviewed him and said, "Mr. Muller, what about your purse? What is your financial worth?" He said he took a small pouch of coins and tossed them across the table. That was it. He had spent it all for Christ. I haven't done that yet. Oh, but I'd like to. I want to spend it all of my strength, all of the rest of my time, all of my talent, all of my family, my children. Hallelujah! This is a great thing. It is the greatest thing that can happen in a man's life. That's to be saved. Amen. Nothing will matter anymore on your deathbed than the fact that you are saved. Your bank account, whatever you owe or whatever you don't owe, your things that are left undone. Dear friend, let me tell you something. Only one thing will matter, and that's to be ready to meet the Lord. Amen. And my time is getting near. I realize that. My days are numbered. Oh, yes. Thank God I've got a better place to go. Praise God. Hallelujah. Let every head be bowed, please. Father, tonight, Lord, move in this service. Don't let a one here leave here without being consecrated, sanctified, filled with the Holy Ghost and fire. Don't let a one leave here tonight without purpose. Oh, God, move upon our hearts here tonight in this service. Dear God, especially our youth, Lord, strengthen this pastor, his family. Give him grace, God, wisdom, in Jesus' name.
while every head is bowed, Christians are praying. Is there a man, woman, boy, or girl here tonight? Would just lift your hand, and by that you'd say, pray for me. Is there one? Is there just one? Amen. Amen. While we sing, let's sing a verse or song if you feel like it, or play a song on the piano there just a little bit here. Amen. I just want to linger just a moment, and I want you to come. Amen. If you're not saved, I want you to come and be saved tonight. Amen. Would you do that? While we sing or while we play. Amen. You might stand if you want to. Yeah. Everybody. Everybody stand. Feel like it. God bless you. I want you to come and be saved here in this service tonight. This is a practical thing. Whenever I got saved 44 years ago, I made up my mind that's exactly what I wanted out of life. I wanted to be a Christian. I didn't get saved the first night I went to the altar, but I kept going back until I got what I thought that the Lord wanted me to have. I'm not regret that at all. I have no regrets along that line. I'd do it again, and I'd do it at a lot earlier age. If I had to do over again, I would get saved a lot quicker than I did. I was 21 when I got saved, and I got saved a lot sooner than that if I had to do over again.